Audience for BBC World Service Radio was 161 million estimated weekly listeners. This figure has risen since the early 1980s when it was 100 million estimated weekly listeners. The World Service has achieved this success by choosing the right, making the right choices in terms of target areas, languages and delivery methods. And the World Service has been one of the first international broadcasters to embrace new technologies of global satellite distribution, the internet, mobile phones, etc. But the technology basis of much of the BBC's success is shortwave. Graham says it's the backbone for delivering radio to audiences. He says, Graham believes that many of the managers who work for international broadcasters have some prejudice against shortwave. They think in the world of digital technology that shortwave is a distant thing of the past. It's outdated. But this gentleman here, John Tusser, who was the managing director of BBC World Service from 1986 to 1992, gave this statement. If shortwave had been discovered today instead of 8 decades ago, it would have been hailed as an amazing new technology with great potential for the world we live in today. And I think Glenn wanted to use that to show that in many ways local rebroadcasting can be affected by local governments and local authorities. For example, in Nigeria, you're not allowed to do live local rebroadcasting of news. And in many countries, local rebroadcasts are blocked in times of political change. And we've seen recently in Pakistan, the BBC World News Television Channel has been taken off the air locally in Pakistan. So I think John Tusser was saying that shortwave still has many benefits for both broadcasters and for listeners. Graham believes that the decline, when shortwave does decline, it does so because of political circumstances and not changing technology. And he gives several examples here in countries where when the free media emerges from a closed media society, there is a fall in the shortwave audience. He gives examples of the former Yugoslavia, Portugal, Greece, and Eastern European countries. But he says that for many parts of the world, shortwave, he believes, is still a major means of receiving radio programs. It shows an amazing vitality and survival. And it has survived large cuts in funding, and it has survived, what he calls, the fact that it's talked down by many senior broadcasters who should at least recognise the importance of shortwave. Graham, in his work as an audience researcher, clearly he's been spent a career looking and researching audiences for international broadcasters. He says he thinks there are at least 2 billion people in the world who have access to at least one shortwave radio in the home. He believes 300 million, well, I think he doesn't believe, his facts show that 300 million people use shortwave on a weekly basis to access radio services. When a crisis in a country or in a region happens, those numbers increase. More people are using shortwave when there are disasters in the world. He says shortwave use declines not because of technology, but because of local political changes in local markets, in local countries. More freedom may mean less shortwave, or less use of shortwave. He goes on to just to show, I think, his unhappiness at the attitude that some people in the BBC have towards shortwave. And he just gives this example. These were promotional posters of famous people saying great things about the World Service. This gentleman here on the top right is Sir Richard Branson, a big businessman, entrepreneur, who says whenever he travels, he always takes a shortwave radio. And I think what happened, Graham was trying to illustrate, these posters were taken down fairly quickly from the World Service because managers didn't want to promote the use of shortwave. He says that in terms of audiences, 161 million, oh, I said that bit. Ah, yes. He says for the World Service, the majority of its audience for radio, 53 million people a week, access BBC World Service using shortwave. He says in many parts of rural Arabic-speaking countries, listening to radio for news is still widespread, according to his audience research. In recent surveys he has conducted in Sudan, in both Darfur and in the south, shortwave is still relied upon by millions of people to listen to domestic Sudanese radio, as well as the BBC and other international broadcasters, mainly in the Arabic language. People still rely in these countries rely on shortwave to obtain the BBC on a regular basis. No recent developments in local media technology has changed the fact that shortwave is still important. I think he finally wanted to finish off his presentation by showing as the political situation in countries has changed, so has the use of shortwave. He gave here 1990, this was the number of countries in the world that were considered and their political situation. 98 of those were monopoly governments, 60 were pluralist governments, and there were a number in transition. In 1996, this was clearly changing. And in 2002, clearly the number of what he calls monopoly countries has declined. And I think he was demonstrating the fact that here, when local media markets are opened up, there is a decline in the use of shortwave. And I think this graph here shows, as the number of local domestic radio stations increases, his research shows there is a decline in audiences for radio on shortwave. Finally, here's some images from Freetown in Sierra Leone. I think he was there in early 2011. He says lots of new media in Sierra Leone, Western Africa, satellites, a lot of people have satellites, a lot of people have mobile phones. A lot of money is being spent on the promotion of mobile phones. But for him, he said radio in a country such as Sierra Leone is still hugely important. And the use of shortwave is very important. Shortwave, from his research, in Sierra Leone is still used on a regular basis by a lot of people. It's just people are familiar with it, it is cheap to use, and they use it when their situation or their political situation around them is bad. It provides them with reliable and enjoyable services. He says, yes, there may be a decline in the use of shortwave, but he says it's certainly not dead and it does have a good future. That was Graham's presentation. Thank you very much.